From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Heath Kazire. Reading Slab Happy by Richard S. Prather. Now let's begin with Slab Happy, Chapter 1. He lay there in the silk-lined casket, looking very waxy, but it was 8 to 5 that he looked no more waxy than I. His waxiness was due to the fact that he had been shot 3 times, including once in the head and then embalmed, which would have been enough all by itself. Mine was due to the enormous possibility that at any moment now, I might join him. Well, since this was McGann's funeral parlor in Los Angeles, this was the place for it. The dead man had been one of the 2 biggest and most successful mobsters in this, the City of Angels. And behind me, here in the chapel, were about 4 dozen of his boys, 48, give or take a slob, of the toughest, roughest, ugliest, most bloodthirsty hoodlums and stick-up men and gangsters and thieves and trigger-happy gunmen in California, for sure, and maybe in the world and beyond. All of them were anxious as could be to kill the man who had killed the guy in the casket. All of them were just waiting until the services were over and they could find Shell Scott and get their hands on him and murder him in several different ways. All of them were practically eaten up with the desire to corner Shell Scott and mangle him, to open his veins and let his blood run hot and then cold, to beat him and shoot him and jump up and down on him. It looked like a bad year, a bad day, even a bad moment for Shell Scott. Yep, you guessed it. That's me. I'm Shell Scott. The organ was playing something soft and tremulous and depressing, but it should have been, "I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you." And I was the rascal.